Driving home from Richlands, Virginia, I bought a 73 Vega, a little yellow Vega that Kim drove down here to Ohio from Kansas City. She's so close behind my U-Haul, I couldn't even see her back there, and I thought I'd lost her. And next time we stopped, I told her, said, back off a little bit. I can't see you in my rearview mirror, and I think you're gone. Amen. And she was hanging so close to me, driving that little yellow Vega. Amen. Oh, I stopped for a little while way over here, edge of Kentucky or somewhere, and I was gonna sleep a little while. And you know what? Amen. Them big trucks, cars come along, and they just rock that old Vega, you know, sitting beside the road, and it just rocked, and I couldn't sleep, so I just got back out of the wheel and drove all night long. And up in the day, we was getting back in the listening area of KCLO, Leavenworth, Kansas, all gospel station. We was on that station, so I kept tuning the radio, and finally I got it. And the first time I ever heard it in my life, Walt Mills was singing, "You're invited to my mansion over there." Boy, I'm telling you, it reached out and grabbed me. It just fit my case perfect. Praise God. Amen. I woke up before that. Jeff would reach over and shake me every once in a while and say, "Dad." He'd catch me going to sleep. And he'd shake me every once in a while. He'd say, "Dad, I was going back to sleep, but not after I heard you're invited to my mansion over there." I woke up. I got so woke up when I got there, I still didn't rest. I got on the telephone and called KCLO, and I said, "Where in the world?" Now it's with my friend, "Can I get that record?" And they said, "At the Raytown Bible and Music Store." And so I drove 25 miles back down the road to Raytown, edge of Kansas City, Kansas, amen, and bought that record and brought it back. Still hadn't slept any because I wanted this song, praise God. I sung it all over the country and brought it back to Ohio with me. In my life I've struggled, I've oft known bitter tears, and riches have eluded me through all my many years. But some sweet day in heaven, a mansion waits for me, and I will open wide its doors throughout eternity. Help me singing. You're all invited to my mansion. Down here, I never had much, but I always tried to share. But all my doors will be open over yonder. You're invited to my mansion over there. I told you about my log cabin so many times, you know it by heart. I was ashamed of it when I was a freshman in high school. I didn't want none of my teachers to see where I lived. I'd have them let me off up at Will Earl's house. When Sister Collins and I got married and pastored our first church in Dale, Illinois, the little parsonage wasn't much better. It was a shotgun parsonage with two rooms and a back screened-in porch. And we jacked it up, went to the woods and cut some great long runners, trees for runners, and scooted it back from the road where the dust boiled. And I overhauled it and remodeled it. And Brother Gerald Green and I, amen, put water in it. We still didn't have a bathroom, but Sister Collins at least had running water. Amen. We still didn't have a hot water heater, Mike. Amen. But you can heat water. Amen. Ah, yeah. That's where we entertained company. That's where we pastored our first church. Amen. Tried to be brave and Look up and believe God. Praise God. You know, we had a hard time getting those folks to remodel that thing. Amen. I mean, we had almost fallen out in the business meeting getting folks to remodel that thing. Ah, praise God. Pastor after me, they really added on to it and made it worth living in. Amen. But we had to kind of rough it. Sister Collins still tells about having to go to the well to draw the water at Old Ale Church. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Some of these days we're moving into a better place. So where moth and rust doth not corrupt, where thieves don't break through and steal, and where fire can never touch and ravage it. Praise God. Not subject to war, not subject to drought, not subject to destruction, not subject to termites. Bless your heart. Oh, in my life I struggle. I've often known bitter tears, and riches have eluded me through all my many years. But some sweet day in heaven, a mansion waits for me, and I will open wide its doors through all eternity. Help me sing it. You're all invited to my mansion. Down here, I never had much, but I always tried to share. But oh, my doors will be open over yonder. You're invited to my mansion over there. Now if a flickering lamp you have in place of chandeliers and boarded floors may grace the home you lived in all these years. Well, just live close to Jesus, and someday when life is o'er, He'll give to you a mansion over on that golden shore. Sing about it. You're all invited to my mansion. Down here I never had much, but I always tried to share. Oh, my doors will be open over yonder. You're invited to my mansion over there. Raise your hands and praise God this morning. Hallelujah. Gentlemen in the old country church used to sing about I have no house, and I have no silver, and I have no gold. God will anoint him as he sang about a mansion over yonder. Folks got sorry for him, and so they bought him a little house. And they gave him some money. Next time he got up to sing, I have no house, it didn't ring right, because he had one now. Amen. He tried it a time or two, and finally he just said, you can have your old house back. I want my song, praise God. I'd rather have a song about heaven, praise God. I'd rather have a vision of the coming King than to have too much in this world and I'd lose sight of it. So take it all. Amen. Give him a song. Give him a blessing back. Give me a vision of higher and holier things. Praise God. And a place I'm going to go. Praise God. Say it with me. You're all invited to my mansion. Down here, I never had much, but I always tried to share. Lord, my doors will be open over yonder. You're invited to my mansion over there. My mama's mansion may be close by me, across the golden avenue. Mama was the first one to teach me of heaven, and the very first one to tell me about you. Oh, build my mansion next door to Jesus, and tell the angels I'm coming home. Who lives around me, just so my mansion sits near the throne. Help me sing it. Oh, build my mansion next door to Jesus, and tell the angels I'm coming home. It does not matter who lives around me, just so my mansion sits close to God's throne. My soul cries out, oh Lord, how long till my calling ends and you call me home? Since I caught a glimpse of my home in the sky, nothing in this world keeps me satisfied. Here's that from the crystal sea. Is that the Lord standing high on heaven's balcony? If that's a light, it's a home, a welcome sight to me. Seems I can hear the angels sing with the harps of gold.
and a thousand strings. Of a holds no charm since I heard that song. Sweet Elohim, my own sweet home.
Sing it!
It's not the light of a home I see. Do I feel the breeze from the crystal sea? Is that the Lord standing high on heaven's balcony? If that's the light of home, so welcome sight to me.
Turn it up, yeah.
I'll give him the glory. Give him the praise this morning. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God.
Thank God, thank God, thank God.
Yes, Lord. What a home. What a place. And think about who's over there already. And what a meeting we're going to have. He's up to life. Oh, mercy. Feel the breeze from the crystal sea. Is that the Lord standing high on heaven's balcony? If that's the light of home, so welcome sight to me. Ask the Lord to have his way in the
reading in Matthew 24 and verse 27 is where we will get our text. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even to the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Behold, I show you a mystery, verse 51. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. I'd like to talk for a few moments this morning on the lightning of God. Or the lightnings of God. Amen. Oh, praise God. Lightning travels at 186,000 miles per second. That's how long it takes it to flash. Amen. We see that almost instantly because light travels and electricity travels so much faster than sound does. So sound only travels at 1,100 feet per second. And so you can just about count the seconds after it lightnings and tell how far it is away. Amen. If you count 5 seconds, you can figure it's a little over a mile away. Amen. And if you count 1 second, it's, 1,100 feet away, a little over 1,000 feet. 2 seconds, it's a little further, 2,200 feet, because sound travels so much slower than light. Amen. Jesus' coming is going to be like the lightning. Amen. It's going to shine from the east unto the west. But it's going to be awful quick. 186,000 miles per second is awful quick. I tell you what, it'll happen, and if you're not careful, it'll be over before a lot of people knows about it. Amen. This morning, I just happened to glance out the kitchen window, and the whole field was bathed in sunlight. The clouds had cleared away and the sunshine had broke through. And I tell you, folks, it was beautiful. Shining out across that green field. And the lights went off out here in the parking lot. Praise God, because the sun triggered the sensors. Even if it hadn't, you couldn't hardly told it anyway with the sun shining. Amen. And so I turned around and picked up my coffee cup, and I was going to head out to the front porch and stand there and greet the sunshine at 7:25 on a Sunday morning. And I had no more than picked up my coffee cup and looked out the window again, and it was gone. Did anybody else see the sunshine this morning? Amen. You saw it, brother? Amen. How many saw it shine just for a brief moment? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Amen. 7 out of a crowd this size. Sorry about that, folks. You missed it. Sorry, mama. You missed it. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. I got to see it. But it didn't last long. Amen. I decided that, I'd grab my coffee cup and I would go and see this beauty and this promise of sunshine for today on Sunday for however long. And it disappeared. Amen. The beauty disappeared. It got dark again. The lights down here on the parking lot came on again, Jerry. Amen. And it got to raining again. Amen. I went out to the porch anyway, hoping it'd come back. Amen. Oh, glory. It never broke through again. Instead, it got darker. Amen. And the street lights came back on, and it rained. I'd like to talk for a little while about the coming of the Lord, and I've titled it, The Lightnings of God. Christ's coming will be like that, only faster. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 52, for the church of the living God said, we shall not all sleep. Amen. We which are alive and remain shall not prevent them which sleep. Glory to God. Some render it shall not precede them. But the dead in Christ shall rise first, which incidentally does agree. Praise God. But I just like the old King James English prevent. Amen. So that's why I've always read it. Praise God. And the next part of the verse lets us know that, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we'll not precede them, because they're gonna rise first. Praise God. And he said, here's how fast it'll happen. Amen. 15th chapter. Amen. In a moment, verse 52, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. Amen. I was looking out the window, and the sun was shining, and it was beautiful, Jim. It was beautiful to a sun-hungry, sun-starved hillbilly. Amen. It's been out in the rain all week. Amen. And about to go stir crazy for the lack of exercise. Amen. Because you can't get out and do anything. Amen. And I turned around to get my cup and go out and greet the sunshine. In less than 30 seconds, it was gone. Amen. And nobody but a few travelers and a few that got up this morning early saw it break through. Amen. It was gone. And most never even knew that it shined. That's how fast the coming of the Lord is going to take place, only faster. He said it's going to happen in the twinkling of an eye. Most won't even know that it happened. Amen. Did anybody miss the honeybees this year? Amen. Did you miss them? They're gone. 90 to 95% of all honeybees have been killed by a tiny mite. Amen. The only good thing that's come out of it is that the African strain of the honeybee that attacks humans in great numbers is also being killed. Amen. The ones that had the greatest chance of survival were those that kept bees in the hives and took good care of them. And folks, that's about the only chance we've got to have the honeybees back again. But go out in your yard, and if you see a honeybee, treasure that thing. Amen. Don't try to kill it. Hey, they said a lot of fruit this year will be small and incomplete because it didn't have the honeybees to pollinate it. They said the crops that will suffer the most is the watermelons and cantaloupes and the cucumber family that are almost totally dependent upon the bees for pollination. They said the blackberries would probably make it a little bit better because other kinds of flying insects feed on the nectar of the blackberry blossom. Amen. Not only the honeybee. And so we'll probably have a crop of blackberries. But a lot of fruit that we have won't be as good because it didn't have the honeybee to fertilize with its tireless effort, the blossoms that make the seed live and grow. Amen. Did you miss them? Oh, I'll tell you what. I'm sorry to tell you that the honeybees died off. And I didn't even know it. I didn't even realize they was gone. I want to tell you, some of these mornings, the world is going to come to a rude awakening that the sweetest people this world ever knew are gone. Amen. Some will say, I'm glad they're gone, like the black honeybees that invaded from Africa. Amen. They brought them over to experiment with, and they got loose and went wild, and they've come up through South America and into Mexico, and they've been found in Texas and in California. Amen. And they're spreading. But even the black bees of Africa, amen, that are more hostile, have been victims of this little, almost microscopic mite that has taken its toll in these labors for humanity. These insects that create sweetness in such great quantities, the only food made by insects that's edible to man is honey. Amen. And some industries are dependent on. You may not think we need the Church of the Living God. Amen. But that's the reason America's blessed. That's the reason everybody wants to escape Russia, South America, anywhere in the world. Amen. They'll catch a boat from Cuba and drown trying to get to the gates of freedom. And that's why hundreds of faces looked through the bars when we flew into Romania the first time with communist machine guns and soldiers everywhere. Amen. Those little old short burp guns carrying them around in the airports. Amen. To guarantee that nobody would break through the barriers. But the people came anyway, and they pressed their nose through the bars, and they looked as we got off the plane. Just for one glimpse of somebody that was free. Somebody that could travel. Somebody that wore different clothes than they wore. Amen. They wasn't there, some of them, to meet anybody. They just hoped that maybe somebody would come sometime that could help them. It was the same when we got on the train in Kowloon, a suburb of Hong Kong. That's where we stayed, in Kowloon, across the harbor from the ritzy section of Hong Kong. Amen. And when we got on the train, Brother Sexton and his brother and the rest of us, Brother Huff and Brother Back and a whole bunch of us, amen, and rode the train in behind that big fence that stretched ever so high with barbed wire on the top of it, and rode to Canton, China, and got off the train. They had a fence there too, and they had a crude gate there too. And there was that crowd again, looking at folks that was free, that they could travel. They had the money that they could travel. Amen. And everybody in those countries thinks that if we got the money to take a trip to a foreign country like that, we're bound to be rich. And everybody gives us a letter wanting us to help them get out, to help them make their break for freedom. Amen. Most all our guides, good and bad, tell us to forget about the letter. Throw it away. But did you know tonight, today, you're the only hope for some folks to make it in to the gates of sweet deliverance? Praise God. You're the only hope. You're the only seasoning this world's got. Jesus said, you're so important. You're the salt of the earth. He said, you're so important that you're the light of the world. You know why they're looking through the gates? They want to see some lights. Amen. Yeah, they want to see some light. When we got to Warsaw, Poland, we had boarded a four-engine Russian-made prop job from the capital of the Romanian Empire. Amen. And flew into Warsaw, Poland, and got off the plane. And Jim and Terry asked me what my men looked like. And I said, look for some boys that's black-headed like Brother Corn, and they may be dressed in them suits that we gave them. Amen. And so without ever knowing them before, praise God, we was walking down, hadn't had my head down. Jim said, I saw your man down there. Amen. He saw somebody black-headed like Brother Corn and wearing Western clothes. And I want you to know, amen, the suits that we bought Paul and John here, we is glad to see them again. When we got over there, we'd seen so many rags and so much poverty and so much faults hanging in the windows, cheap stuff hanging in the windows. Amen. All over Romania, plenty in the window, but nothing worth buying. Amen. You know, praise God, how Isaac knew his wife when he had never seen her. Praise God. She had on Sarah's regalia. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. Eliezer had put Sarah's wedding attire on. Amen. Put Sarah's clothes on. Glory to God. Give her all them changes of garment from home. Glory to God. You know how our friends are going to know us when we get to the other side. Hallelujah. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we're going to be changed. We're going to put on them new garments. We're going to shine like a stars in the morning. Amen. And as they look through the gates of sweet deliverance to us, as we come sweeping through the gates, they'll know we belong there by the clothes we wear. They'll know we belong there because we've got the attire of the bride on. Amen. When did it happen? It happened in the twinkling of an eye. Amen. But you got to get ready now. Amen. Or it'll be too late. Praise God. His coming is going to be like lightning. Amen. About 1947, Amen. We were sitting in the at the table in that one room log cabin, and the back door wasn't very far away. Amen. And it was open as usual on summer, and it was coming a thunderstorm in Arkansas. I was looking right out the back door as I ate. I was looking right straight at that black oak or red oak tree. Amen. That the garden gate hang on right by the garden. The only tree we left standing, amen, in the backyard was the one we hung the garden gate on. Amen. And it grew to be quite a bit of a tree and did quite a bit of shading there in the garden by that time. And you couldn't raise nothing much around it. You had to get away from it to raise anything much. Amen. And I was looking right at that tree with that thunderstorm going on. And I'll tell you how lightning strikes. It's an explosion. An instantaneous explosion. I mean, I was looking right at that tree, and instantly that old tree spread 4 feet wide, it looked like. It blew up, amen, as lightning splintered that tree, and much of it fell to the ground, amen, and the rest was left in splinters standing, amen. And when that lightning went down through that tree split 4 feet wide, it looked like, amen. It blew bark almost in the back door of the house, praise God. And you know how fast it happened? Like lightning. In the twinkling of an eye, it happened. In a twinkling of an eye, that old tree was gone. Praise God. I want you to know, if we've got our garments washed, and if we've done our homework, hallelujah, amen, and we've been on our knees, and we prayed like Jesus said, that you may be accounted worthy to escape those things which shall come upon the earth. Paul said, I'll show you a mystery. We which are alive shall not prevent them which sleep. Amen. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. And then we will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And did you know that much of this world won't even realize we're gone? Amen. Until the price of honey shoots clear out the top. Then, and then alone, will they appreciate the sweetness of a church, the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you just a little bit more. Not much. Praise God. Listen to this. Amen. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. But of the times and seasons, brethren, 5th chapter, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord cometh as a thief in the night. Amen. One thief said, he always struck when the people were at home, because then he knew that their treasure was there when they were home. If it wasn't home, he might take it with him. And he said he could go through people's pockets and slip out and be gone before they even knew anything had happened. A professional thief. Amen. Incognito name said that. Listen to this. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child. Amen. Christ's coming will be sudden destruction. You remember the story in the paper a week or so ago about that pilot that had flown on the flight that dropped the atomic bomb on Nagasaki. Amen. And it wasn't the original target. But he told how it happened. He said less than 30 seconds. Amen. A ball of fire exploded. Expanded unbelievably. Until it reached up 60 and 100,000 feet in the air. And spread over the earth. And they almost tarried too long. And that B-29 that they had invented to fly high. With a pressurized cabin this time. Amen. The B-29 was the first bomber to have a pressurized cabin. Did you know that? Amen. They didn't have to wear the mask and the oxygen in a B-29 unless they... Amen. Was damaged severely. They almost stayed too long near the site. The atomic bomb almost caught their own plane. They had to make a sharp bank. Amen. And they had to fly. When they landed finally at one of our airfields on one of the islands, they were out of fuel. They just barely made it home. Amen. Folks, amen, you better get all you can get. You better fill your tanks to the full. Amen. Get your reserves. Get your lamp trimmed and oil in your lamp and oil in your vessels, because the best you can do, you're just barely going to escape. Because what is rapture to the church is darkness to the world. What is rapture for the church is sudden destruction to the world. What is escape for us is being caught by the world in something worse than Hiroshima, something worse than Nagasaki, something worse than an atomic bomb. My God, 1 Thessalonians 4, 13-18, he said we're going to be caught up. Amen. The 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians said it's going to happen in the twinkling of an eye. Praise God. My God, caught up. Too quick for the devil to stop us. Caught up. Too fast for the devil to grab us and pull us down. Caught up. Too quick for the Antichrist to hinder. Amen. Hey, caught up before Congress can act on it. Or stop it. Amen. Ah, yeah. We're going to leave. Praise God. Amen. They want to collect my taxes on my house. Amen. Let them come to the New Jerusalem. Amen. I got a better house in the heaven where taxes don't come due. Ooh. Glory to God. Hey, caught up too quick for the devil. Caught up too quick for the Antichrist. Caught up too quick for a president. Amen. A Hitler or a Stalin or an act of Congress to stop us. Caught up too quick for the Supreme Court to pass a law against it. Amen. Are you ready today for the lightning of God? The coming of the Lord. Amen. Or are you so unready this morning that you might not even know for a while that the saints are gone? Can you imagine cold, backslidden Christians calling that sainted mother and she don't answer? Calling that sainted uncle and that sainted aunt that goes to church all the time and they don't answer? And they try again and they don't answer. They try again and they talk to the answering machine. Amen. And all they hear is a voice. But they're gone. Amen. I tell you, you might ought to put on your answering machine if you got one. I don't like to talk to them most cases. Amen. Once in a while, I get one quite humorous. In fact, I used to have one. Amen. And it had two channels. And one of them I filled up that went something like this. I'm sorry we're unable to answer your phone, the phone today. I'm out
My wife's at Rinks or Odd Lots shopping, and I'm out working trying to make enough money to pay the bills. Amen. And she makes, and we'll get back with you at our nearest convenience. Amen. You might want to put one on there. If you don't hear from me anymore, I may be gone in the rapture. Amen. Meet me there. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. I ought to tell you, the answering machine that says I've gone in the rapture, amen, it's already too late to get ready. If you go, you got to get ready this morning. You got to get ready today. Hallelujah. Oh, God, this is our time. Amen. That tree exploded right in front of me. Slung bark all over the yard. I mean, several yards the bark flew. Needless to say, the tree died, and we had to put up a post to hang the garden gate on. Amen. Some of these days, the saints are going to be gone. Church is going to be gone. In a moment, twinkling of an eye. Oh, glory to God. He'll be gone. Sudden destruction. Amen. Almost as soon as the sun came out, shined across that green field out there and beautified for a fleeting moment everything. It was gone again. And it was dark. And the lights came on. And it was raining again. Amen. Stand with me, Father. Challenge our hearts. Waken our souls to the need of preparation, to be ready, to get ready and stay ready for the coming of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. As they sing, let's find an altar. Take time to pray. Make your calling and election sure. Amen. Know in your own heart if you're ready. If you could rejoice at the coming of Christ and leave it all behind. You know it today. You know it already. Amen. Cry out to God. Ask Him to help us. Ask Him to touch us. Ask Him to move in our lives. Ask Him to make us a blessing. Ask Him to help us to make some honey while we're here. Help us to be the salt of the earth.
While struggling on the mountain.
To be a blessing. To be the light of the world. Let God light you up this morning. Woo! Let God light your lamp. Let Him fill your vessel and your lamp. Trim your wick so you'll shine bright for the bridegroom. Praise God.
Palms of glory. Palms of victory.
Want you to know how five foolish virgins had gone. The bridegroom came and they didn't even know he'd come.
Palms of victory.
And left.
I shall wear.
Amen. It was too late.